When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
And we're back to less than regularly scheduled programming. This is Between You and Us. Sorry that we haven't released it in a while. Things have been a little bit crazy. We've been, you know what? Yeah, that's all. Do you have excuses?
I always have excuses. Do you know me? We are sorry. And it's been a crazy year. And the problem is that we decided to schedule Between You and Us for the first Monday of every month. And that's something that we don't actually just remember offhand.
No, I'm pretty sure we did second Monday.
Oh, sorry. So that's you don't even worse. Remember. Yeah, second Monday of the month, which seems just like really arbitrary because it is really arbitrary. And so we're going to just do one now and see what happens.
Yep. Thank you for your patience, and sorry to everyone who reached out to us and commented asking about Between You and Us. We didn't answer because we didn't know.
We didn't know.
We didn't have a time when we could say, oh yeah, there'll be one on this date. So hopefully this is a pleasant surprise for you all. We appreciate all of you who continue to send in emails.
Yes.
Of different reviews that you've read online. And yeah, for those who don't know, this is our special episodes. These are our special episodes we like to do, where we read reviews sent in by you all.
Yes.
So, yeah, let's get into this one, shall we?
Please. Why don't you start us off?
I would love to. Well, how about Sarah starts us off?
Great. That was Sarah... my second choice. Thank you. Plan B.
Sarah says, hi, Christine and Alex. While doing some research on Grackles, are you familiar
Sorry,
with Grackles?
No.
Check your phone. I have a picture ready.
Oh, God.
I just sent it to you.
We have the weirdest text chain of photos. It's like Shanti. Oh my goodness, that's a bird. A pretty yeah. bird. A
it's
scary
a pretty
bird.
A scary, pretty bird. Exactly.
It's like it looks kind of like a crow or a raven, but it's like iridescent rainbow-ish.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, wow. This is what Sarah has to say. While doing some research on Grackles, mostly on why their eyes are so creepy, I found no answers. I came across this Yelp page with over 100 reviews of them from Austin, Texas.
Oh.
There's literally a Yelp page.
For these birds?
Titled Grackles. It is an unclaimed business, because it is not a business. It is literally a Yelp page for the birds.
Fully about to incorporate that and become the CEO.
Yeah, so Sarah says...
Grackle Enterprises.
Grackle. That's our new podcast coming soon.
Grackle Enterprises.
While not technically a business, the birds seem to have inspired some very strong feelings from a range of Austinians. That's
okay.
What Sarah said in saying, is that the word? I'm not from Texas. Well, Sarah, neither are we, so don't ask us. Austintonians. Nope.
Austinites.
I like that.
Thank you.
And I figured you guys would appreciate them. Thanks so much for reading my email and for making such a great podcast. And Sarah included some personal favorites that I'm going to read because they are also my favorites.
Great.
All right. This is a review by Penelope, 5 stars. This local established bird is keeping Austin real. Gorgeous design, clever, cunning, mischievous, great table service. They serve the best tortilla chip in town. Sorry, they serve themselves the best chips in town.
Do you think they're saying like, oh, they serve themselves a mean corn chowder, or are they saying they serve it to themselves physically because they want
to
eat it? Okay,
they
got it.
At first they serve the best tortilla chips in town, But then they're like, oh, I mean, they serve them salad, as in like they steal tortilla chips.
I thought you meant misread it. That's literally what it says.
Oh, no, no. Got it. It's literally word for word. So I'll read it again.
Okay.
So they serve the best tortilla chips in town. Sorry, they serve themselves the best chips in town. If you're looking for a buddy to sit with at an outdoor table, virtually anywhere food can be gawked at and or pilfered, this is your bird. Tip extra for above and beyond murderous and piercing gaze. Probably won't steal your baby while you turn away. Probably. Sugar packets are absolutely fair game. 5 stars, Woodbird again. End of review.
Woodbird again. What in the world?
I have another one for... Okay, so this is a 4-star review by Tom. A bunch of grackles tried to enter my car when I first moved here and was eating Whataburger with the window open, so I want to give them only 1 star. But it was my fault. I threw the first french fry. But it scarred me emotionally. Also, I'm giving them 4 out of 5 for their innovative methods at getting you to give up a tortilla chip. One particular grackle hopped around on one leg and I felt bad for him, so I gave him a tortilla chip. Then he lowered the other leg and took off. Well played, Grackle. Well played. Last, gotta give stars for the crazy tuning radio static sounds they make. I mean, what the fuck is that? End of review.
I'm really actually quite frightened at this point.
Yeah, I'm gonna read one more. This is actually a haiku, a 1-star haiku by Jack.
Fantastic.
Crackles fill the trees. Their cries assault my senses. Damn them all to hell. End of haiku. Thank you, Jack, for that one. And thank you to Sarah for opening us up to the world of grackles in Austin, Texas.
The world I never wanted to be a part of. No. Thank you. I can't believe I didn't know this. I mean, of course I can. I can fully believe I didn't know this. I'm just not super thrilled that I do now know it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's my problem, is that I collected these for June when we were in May, and so now it is end of July or mid-July. Yes. And I don't know what the hell I collected, so I'm just gonna randomly click them.
Let's do it.
Okay, so we got this email from Alexandria, from what I can tell in my folder. She sent a few challenges, but we're going to save those for now in case we use them in the future. She also said this is a review of an air conditioner, but when I click on it, it seems to be a review of an iPad because it says style, Wi-Fi, size 256 gigabytes, color silver.
I don't know. That could be an air conditioner but nowadays.
But then in the review, it talks about
air conditioner?
The iPad. Oh. So I'm like a little confused what's happening here. But either way, it's funny. So I'm just going to read it anyway. This is by John. Why did I open the most confusing one as like my first?
I don't know what the hell you're
doing. It seemed simple on the surface. I should have known. Okay. So this says, John reviewed this iPad. 5 stars. Great for measuring people, it says. I've been wanting to buy one of my friends a coffin for his 67th birthday. I do want it to be a surprise, though, so measuring him has been the most difficult thing. Thanks to the LiDAR scanner on the new iPad Pro, I can now measure people for coffins without spoiling the surprise. Well worth the money.
Excuse you, that is the worst way to use an iPad I've ever heard of.
Can you imagine John just like has this new iPad, you're like, nice, and he's like, yeah, just hold still for 1 minute, and he starts tilting it up and down to measure you.
How much kind of measuring do you need for... I mean, I don't know too much about coffins, but what the fuck?
I guess, like, for width, maybe?
I mean, is that not something you can eyeball or just say, oh, yes, average?
If you're going to spend, you know, some good money on a coffin, you don't want to eyeball that.
Be like, hey, bud, how tall are you? Hey, bud, how much do you weigh? There you go. You got it all.
You ask that, and then inevitably the person will say, you're not trying to buy me a coffin, are you? Like,
true,
it's
true,
like
true.
Pretty gives it away pretty easily.
Yeah, that's right.
Especially
at their age.
Especially at 67. I mean, really. That was sarcastic, folks. Thank you, Alexandria. I'm sorry if I misunderstood something. Let me know, because I probably did, but it definitely seems to be an iPad.
I hope Alexandria thought it was actually for an air conditioner, being like, what the fuck?
I was like, wait a second, this makes not a whole lot of sense.
I'm also somewhat picturing Alexandria like simultaneously shopping for air conditioners while sending in that review and just like having a brain fart.
Mixing them up. Yeah, so I'm curious to hear what happens. But either way, I liked it. So here we are.
Maybe it's a very, very special air conditioner or a very, very special iPad.
Either way, something special about John and his purchase.
You know what? I'll never deny that.
I wish I knew more about this 67th birthday party. I bet it was a hoot.
Oh my God. Could you imagine them like, rolling in a coffin?
Can you be like, haha, gotcha. Like, I bought an entire iPad just so I could measure you for this coffin.
That's like some, like, I don't know, Ron Swanson shit. Like, making a coffin for a friend. But
oh my God.
That at least seems more thoughtful than like a, hey, I scanned you with my iPad and I know how... how big of a coffin to get you.
There's an app for that. Don't even worry about it.
There's an app for that. All right. My next one is from Gina, who says, hey, quarantinis. We're all more than 50% alcohol at this point, I assume.
Yes.
I was looking for some new sheets and uncovered an alarming trend in the reviews for a set of cotton sheets at Target. This is a mystery that needs solving, or at least it's a curiosity that should be brought to your attention. And I am inclined to agree with Gina. This is some weird things are going on here with these sheets.
I'm intrigued.
These are the organic cotton printed sheet set 300 thread count threshold brand.
Oh, is that the Target one?
Yes.
I love that brand. Do they have peacocks? I have the threshold sheets with peacocks on them.
Let me check. It looks like no. They're out of stock, actually. They just have like a nice little design.
Okay.
Here are a couple reviews, and you'll see what the weird problem is. This is a one-star review by Liz. Why do my sheets smell like a Burger King Whopper with extra onions? I've washed them twice, and the smell will not come out. This is the second set I've bought like these. First set was bought at the store and didn't have this smell. Disgusting! End of review.
Okay.
So, Gina says... well, this is weird. Why in the world this reviewer is just crazy.
It's like off-putting. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
And then Cassie also has this to say, one star. I've washed these sheets twice and they still stink like onions and BO.
Oh.
End of review.
Oh no. Oh no.
And then apparently, Gina says there are lots of other reviews that mention nothing about an onion smell, but there are a lot that do. Mm. And then there's someone who specifically says this, 2 stars by Porcupine. My body developed hot spots on these sheets, causing me to roll around all night. That's me. May not be you. My body radiates a lot of heat. Not soft, but not scratchy either. Bottom fits 16-inch mattress, but top doesn't. Can only tuck in at bottom. They do not smell like onions. My other sheets are the vintage Percal, which sleep cool, are very soft, and can tuck in on 3 sides. End of review. So then there are people coming to the defense of these sheets while leaving 2-star reviews.
Yeah, but
don't worry, they don't smell like onions.
I think I figured it out.
Tell me.
So who is this last person?
This was Porcupine.
Okay, so Porcupine has the hot spots and the sweats, right?
Yes.
Like, okay, let's see where we're going with this. So Porcupine buys this set of sheets, rolls around in the hot spots and the sweat, says, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sweaty at night. But these sheets aren't super great. They don't fit, so I'm going to return them. To Amazon.
To Target.
To Target. And the next person says, I need a new set of sheets. These look nice and packaged. Huh, why do they smell weird? And then meanwhile, Hotspot is like, they smell fine. What are you talking about? Anyway, I'm returning these too because they also give me weird hot spots and night sweats.
Well, you figured it out. Porcupine is patient zero.
I was hoping you would say that exact phrase. That is exactly what I was going for.
The patient zero of the stink, Porcupine. That means it's all coming together now.
I mean, it's the only person who doesn't think they smell like onions is the one who's sweating in them a lot. Like, come on. And
yeah. The fact that they explicitly bring that up, it's so funny
exactly.
to me.
Exactly. Exactly. Seeming a little too defensive for my liking.
Exactly. Gina says, who to believe? I am so tempted to buy these just to find out if I get onion sheets, but I think I'll buy a different set.
I think
I'm
that's
tempted
smart.
Too.
No, I think maybe let's all skip it.
I love how it's like specifically Burger King Whopper, though, that's with extra onions.
And the worst part is that's such a distinct smell that it's making me actually a little more ill than if it just said like, it smells bad or it smells like onions.
Yes.
It's a little too specific for my liking. Okay, now I have an email that I really intrigued. This is from Mel. It says, drunk me got you this. So Drunk Mel, interestingly, got probably past Drunk Me this, and now past Drunk Me has given Sober Me this, whatever it is. So let's see what happens. This says, from Mel, "Heyo, I went looking for an old Reddit post I had saved and found this from pretty recently. Last night, after a bottle of wine, actually. Hi, Christine. I think it's for you. It's a review of a vegan bakery, and it's on Our Insane People Facebook, which you would also love. Enjoy, Mel." So I'm just going to read it, okay? This is a 3-star review of a bakery. "The bakery items were awesome. My only issue is that as a Christian, I felt completely uncomfortable and under attack in there spiritually. The place is filled with a satanic aura, and if you have a sensitive spirit, you will definitely feel it. The food was good, but I will never go back." End of review.
Did we have this before, or did we have one that was super similar?
Did I read this? I don't know.
Drunk, you might have.
It's entirely
no,
possible.
No, but either we've had it before, or we've had another similar one. Like in a theme that it was like something about a Christian being somewhere and felt very uncomfortable.
I do vaguely remember that, and I don't know if it was this one or a different one. Either way.
That's so fucking weird. What a lame review to leave.
The food was excellent. There was just an aura I wasn't into. I felt attacked. Like, really? Can you imagine going into a place and being like, Satan's here? Like, what a weird mindset to have.
Oh, yeah. What's that like day to day?
What, are you making fun of me?
No. What's that?
I thought you were like literally asking me. I was like,
no, I'm just thinking out loud. Like, and I'd be nervous, like, if that person came over to my apartment, not that they
you'd be screwed,
would be
Zinni.
Invited. What would they say? Would they say, Satan's in that couch?
I'll tell you what they would say. They would say, I felt completely
Satan's
uncomfortable and under attack in there spiritually. The place is filled with a satanic aura, and if you have a sensitive spirit, you will definitely feel it. You have to have a pretty satanic spirit.
I'm pretty sensitive,
though. Pretty ironclad. Yeah.
Is my spirit not?
Your constitution is not really prepared for something like this attack. From the other side.
The other side. That's intense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I just want you to remember that in case you ever go to this bakery.
Okay. Good to know.
Which has no name.
What? No, the no-name
bakery. No-name bakery. Anyway, thanks, Mel.
Thanks, Mel.
Also, if we read that twice, sorry.
Nope. We all wanted to hear it again.
Oops.
Don't worry. If we did. I could have just made that up. It just sounded so funny.
No, but I remember that. Like, okay. I thought maybe it's because I had read this before, but I think you're right that we did cover something similar.
Well, a lot of these are similar. Don't worry. Here is a review sent in by Zach and Sarah saying, "Hi, Schieffer sisters. Fell down an Amazon rabbit hole while looking for quarantine project ideas." This is an Amazon review of the What on Earth Cat Butt Tissue Holder. There are two different kinds. There's the black and white, and then there's the orange tabby. Let me show you this quick.
Oh, dear goodness.
It's a tissue dispenser shaped like a cat and the tissues come out of the butt.
Oh my, first a grackle and now this.
Oh yeah, we're getting all sorts of fun things in here this episode. This is a 4-star review by Tommy, titled "May Need Its Hole Touched."
Oh, God. Okay.
It's a verified purchase of the orange tabby variety. "My dispenser needed some work on its hole. Poor thing had some sharp edges on the interior of its butthole that caused the exiting tissues to snag and tear. Remedied with some nippers and sandpaper, now it's a pleasure to pull tissue out its hind end to use on my face. I think it has a bigger smile since I worked on its hole." End of review.
Oh my God. The so worst stupid. Part is that I believe that this actually happened.
No, they're like, pictures.
Oh, see, I'm like, it's so wild that to this person, this particular problem occurs.
They literally have like, oh, you can't see it too well from here, but they literally have pictures of the process, like including what they like their tools and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Don't worry. This is all very real. Unfortunately, very real.
If a sharp butted tissue holder had to happen to somebody, I'm glad it happened to this person who was ready to entertain the masses.
Here's
with
a
their
picture
DIY
of the finger. That's their finger in the hole.
Goodness gracious.
There's another picture of the hole. There's another picture of the finger in the hole.
Oh dear.
And then there's the picture of the tools.
Okay, we're not allowed to say that word anymore on this episode.
Hole?
Yep, that's the
okay.
one.
Whoops.
So this is from Alita, who says, "Hi, love the show. I was looking for something to distract myself from all the negativity clogging my Facebook and came across this hot mess." So,
us, we're the hot mess.
Us, the end. it is a nice little distraction, I guess, whether it's good or bad. This is from Alita, and it was sent July 15th, which is literally 2 days before we are recording this, which means I must have read this literally within the last 48 hours. I have zero memory of even picking
what
this.
What happened in the last 48 hours?
I don't know. I think, like, I've just been so over, my brain just got so over, worked is not the right word. Maybe overwhelmed, probably. Overwhelmed, okay. So this is actually a review. Now, I'm intrigued by this because this is a review of an app, Alexander, which I know you love.
I love them.
This app is called Colorfy, Coloring Art Games, and it is a 4.8-star reviewed app with 257,000 ratings. So this is like a winner app. And I do love to color on these things, which they're very fun for me. So I might actually download this bad boy.
Is this like a coloring book? What is it?
Sorry, it is a coloring book, yes. Okay. Like, here's a picture where you like get a picture and you click
cool.
into
That's,
the little
That does look fun. I was sections. Just Googling it, yeah.
Very relaxing. So this is a review by Kiki Mini. It's a 4-star review, and it says, it's titled, "Awesome Game, But Wish for More." So I downloaded this game a few days ago, and I love it. The only thing I wish they would change is letting people that choose to paint for free to paint a limited amount of pictures, like 3 or 5. Thing is that you need to wait like 13 hours just for another painting. I mean, what is the point of the app if all you are going to paint one picture? You could buy a canvas and paint tools and paint with the time that we have to wait to paint a second picture. I mean, I am not trying to be rude to the app. I mean, for an app to be successful, it needs to gain money. Like, for example, if you go to a supermarket and buy milk... Hold on.
Whoa. This scenario is... I can guarantee... Folks, I guarantee you this scenario has very little to do with coloring book apps. I don't even know what's going to happen, but...
I will say it's so... It says, like, for example, if you go to a... And then it starts a full new paragraph in the middle of the sentence. Like, it's literally like, my thought has just completely shifted so suddenly and done such a 180 that we're in a totally new paragraph now in the middle of the sentence. Like, for example, if you go to a supermarket and buy milk and butter, we need to pay because of all the hard workers. Think about from the sun to grass, then to cows. Then cows, then farmers, to the truck and driver. Then the driver works day and night to deliver the milk and butter to the supermarkets, then stacking the milk and butter. And finally, we simply just get it like downloading this app. And then all that hard work making the app just doesn't get any credit. That is why people pay for apps, also just to get extra features. People earn the money and they decide to pay the app and use their money for an app. Hope this changes your mind. Have a nice day. I love this app.
Oh, wait. I'm so confused.
Like, took a wrong turn.
Wait, did they change their own mind?
Yes, I think so.
Because it sounded like they were against.
Yeah, they were. They said, the only thing I would change is letting people that choose to paint for free to paint a limited amount of pictures because you need to wait 13 hours for another painting.
So
what is the point of the app if you're going to wait? Because you could buy your own tools and a canvas in that time. But also think about all the farmers and the drivers. So you should probably change your own mind.
I'm very honestly impressed by this reviewer that they managed to like talk themselves out of a negative review
like while they were typing
and
like,
we got to see the process. This is a rare moment, everyone.
You're right, it's like a behind the scenes of a real reviewer's mind.
Absolutely. If any of you are bird watchers out there, it's like seeing a grackle eating a potato chip
and then putting one leg back down on the ground.
Holy cow, that's actually really, I love that review.
For a ride with that. I did not expect that.
I was like rolling my eyes like, oh, come on, just pay them the money if you really want. And like, whatever, like let them get their money somehow.
I just do wonder if they actually ever did pay the money.
Probably not.
Probably not.
They at least now hopefully don't complain about what the free service offers.
I'm really amazed. It's like the way that I talk to myself in my head, but like not as... I'm like, think about all the cows. Like, I just, you know, that's what I think in my head. And then, but I don't think I ever really come to such a startling conclusion.
I know. I never, like, change my mind completely. No. Do a whole 180 within a paragraph.
Let alone, like, let everybody see it.
Yes, that's even better.
And hope they join me in my decision making. So thank you, Alita. That was a hot mess, but I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Yeah, it was a hot mess that ended up being pretty positive, so it makes me happy. All right, I've got one more. This is from Lauren, she, her. She says, my name is Lauren. I live in the DFW area in Texas. To say I love the show is an understatement. I've been listening since the beginning. Thankful to have so many new pod episodes during this crappy quarantine time. Oops, we stopped doing that. I recently lost my job, so I've been thankful to have your podcast to listen to cheer myself up. Thank you all for that. You're welcome.
I'm sorry to hear that, first of all, but thank you for the kind words, and I'm glad you're keeping your spirits up.
Yeah, and Lauren did some really good work because she is letting me finish on quite the positive note.
Okay.
This is a review of Nature's Bounty Fish Oil 1200 milligram twin packs, 180 count per bottle.
Oh, geez.
360 total, rapid release liquid soft gels. Huge twin pack savings. Like, these are massive bottles.
Dad buys those at Costco.
Oh, I bet he does.
Yeah.
This is a 5-star review by Robert. I'm 74 and I've been using this product religiously for years after my physician recommended I take 5 grams of fish oil daily. My annual blood work now comes back very good. Except now the doctor recommends I drink more water? I like delivery to my home. I got tired of the lady at the pharmacy remarking, "That's a lot of fish oil." I always told her, "My fish are squeaking really bad."
Ew. Ew.
There's one more word.
This is totally a dad.
That's right. One more word. Parentheses. Humor. End of review.
Oh, that's it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt with one word left. I
literally said, my fish are squeaking really bad. And then put in parentheses the word humor to make sure we knew that they were just being funny.
Oh, well, I'm glad you clarified, sir. No. Oh my god, can you imagine the pharmacist probably like, oh god, I'm so glad that guy gets us delivered to his home. I'm so tired of hearing him talk about how squeaky his fish are.
Well, also, like, I don't blame him. These pharmacists commenting, I'm sick
of
pharmacists
going on with
commenting
that?
What is going on?
Okay, I got a bunch of emails, I will say, and some nice, some not so nice, mostly nice, about the bank teller who asked about my checks. And yes, you're right. I totally understand. And I learned something that sometimes and oftentimes for the customer's client's safety, they will ask, hey, what do you do for a living? So that we can make sure, especially with out-of-state checks, that this is like not fraudulent, etc. The problem I had was when, so I do fully understand that. And you are right. And that might have been what was happening until the man loudly started to announce how much money was A, in my bank account in front of many people, and B, handed me his business card because he wanted to know more about podcasting. So that was where my kind of fishiness, for lack of a better term, came in.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like I had some tremendous amount of money either.
He
like,
should keep a squeaking to a minimum, if you ask me.
Squeaking to the minimum. I don't really know if he was flirting with me. Like, I don't know what was going on, but it was supremely uncomfortable.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, it worked.
Flirt
right?
Based on bank accounts.
Yeah, true.
I have access to your bank account. I know how much money you make. Hey, you single?
Like, yeah, exactly. So, I mean, and honestly, like, I do understand because
terrible.
I was bringing in tour checks from other cities, like for me and M, and so it was like more money than I would have on a normal day, because it was like, hey, we did 10 live shows at comedy clubs, like I'm carrying a lot of checks from different cities. So yes, I totally get that, and that is probably what was happening. He just maybe took it a little too far as like, hey, also here's my phone number, I want to learn about podcasting, which may have just now I'm like now realizing maybe that was just kind of a little skeevy, like, flirtation thing. I don't know. He literally is like, you are clearly doing something fraudulent and I'm an FBI agent, call this number. I don't know.
I think that it is very inappropriate, of course, to say those numbers aloud for other people to hear.
That part was also not great. I was like,
and also to give you his his business card there to ask specifically for like your personal job. It doesn't seem
that part got
like
weird.
It wasn't like on behalf of the bank, like if you need to do more business. It wasn't like,
yes, it was because like he wanted to learn more about podcasting.
It was like, hey, personal things.
Yes, it seemed to cross a boundary. And I do get like, if he's like, oh, what do you do? Like, I actually did not know that. So I did learn a thing or two. And you guys are probably right that that's what.
He wasn't like whispering to you like, hey, like, what do you do? Are you okay? Is everything okay? What are these?
Or
it was more of like a, oh my God, where'd this money come from?
Yeah. Like, what do you do? There's like $5,000 on this check from Houston. And I was like, why are you yelling that? There are so many people here. Also, like, I'm about to walk to my car in the dark. Like, don't yell about my money. Okay. So I get it. Maybe he just wasn't subtle. But I think, Alexander, what they were saying is, like, not are you okay, but, like, what are you doing to make this fishy money? Like, this seems – or scammer. I don't know.
I think people – I thought people were saying, like, also, like
– to protect my
– if you were, like, being taken advantage of in some way or, like –
I see.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think everyone has their opinions on it, and I bet there's a good way to look out for your – bank customers, but doesn't sound like he did the best thing.
Just say I started online banking pretty much full time after that.
Smart.
Anyway, so, but thank you, everyone. That was very illuminating, I will say. So I learned a lot. I appreciate it. And I'm sorry if I offended anybody. I didn't mean to. I really didn't. So that's it, right?
I think so.
That was that. We are going to try to do more of these now. I'm sorry that we kind of went MIA for a while. It was not intentional. It just kind of happened. And then every time we had to record it, we didn't have time to do another one. So
yeah. And then I was home for 2 weeks, and I know that sounds like it would make it easier, but it was actually kind of
somehow weirdly, it didn't.
It was more difficult recording in person.
I think it's because we just both had so much going on that we weren't like at our own computers. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why it was hard, but
I don't know. But also, when we did record in person, it was with that mic, and it wasn't.
It didn't sound great.
So whatever. I think this is for the best. We're more back on track now. We're fine. We're here for you. We love you, and we appreciate you sending things in. And if you want to send in emails of your own, please send them to beach2sandy@gmail.com. Include between you and us in the subject, and we'll add it to our ever-growing folder that we pick reviews from, and hopefully one day yours will be read on our free radio show.
Hopefully, and we can't wait for that very, very day. Thank you so much, and we will see you next time that this comes out on some mysterious day in the future.
Or you'll listen to our regular episodes and not just these. Because if you listen to just these, then you'll be very disappointed.
It doesn't have quite the same mystique, but that's okay.
Well, that and we don't release them as often.
Yeah. Maybe don't hold your breath on this one. You might not last very long.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.